USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States is monitoring the movements of two Iranian warships that may be heading for Venezuela. Politico reports that the pair of vessels, a frigate and a ship used as a forward base, are being watched by U.S. intelligence officials as they appear to be heading for the Cape of Good Hope at the southern tip of Africa. Their final destination still unknown. Ties between the two nations have strengthened in recent years, with Iran one of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's few remaining close allies. And after the defeat of a bill to create a congressional commission to investigate the January riots at the Capitol, one House member is calling on President Biden to take action. Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly of Virginia urged Biden Saturday to form a presidential commission to investigate the riots and make recommendations to prevent future incidents. A Friday vote to create a congressional commission fell 6 votes short of passing the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Energize Health. Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
Two scientists believe that they've uncovered the origins of the coronavirus, and their findings contradict much of what we've been told for the last year and a half. Mike Fortier reports.
A London professor and a Norwegian scientist reveal in a new paper they have proof the coronavirus was invented in a Chinese lab. The paper, obtained by London's The Daily Mail and posted online Saturday, according to the research paper, unique fingerprints found in COVID-19 samples prove the virus was created through laboratory manipulation. Chinese scientists are also accused of reverse engineering the samples to make it look like the virus originated naturally. This new study, though, finds the virus has no credible natural ancestor. The 22-page paper to be published soon in the Quarterly Review of Biophysics Discovery. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And a new strain of coronavirus has been identified in Vietnam. The country's health minister said the new strain is a hybrid of variants found in India and the UK. Early lab tests suggest the variant may be more transmissible than other strains of the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A grisly discovery at the former site of a Canadian school. Wendy King reports.
The remains of 215 children buried at the site of the former Kamloops Indian Residential School have been uncovered. The Kamloops Tesuquepemeek First Nation said in a statement, the Canadian government ran the school from 1890 to 1969 after taking over the administration of it from the Catholic Church to operate it as a day school residence. It closed in 1978. The Kamloops Tesuquepemeek Nation said, with the help of a ground-penetrating radar specialist, the stark truth of the preliminary findings came to light. The confirmation of the remains of 215 children who were students of the Kamloops Indian Residential School. The CEO of the First Nations Health Authority called the discovery extremely painful. Chief Roseanne Casimir said the buried bodies at the school had long been known to their community. Some were as young as 3 years old. The Indian Residential School Settlement Agreement was the largest class action settlement in Canadian history. It established a Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada to facilitate reconciliation among former students, their families, and their communities. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the actor best known for piloting the Love Boat has passed away. Gavin McLeod died Saturday morning at his California home, according to his family. Gavin McLeod was 90. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.